This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Have you ever thought about helping out a kid by becoming a foster carer? Well, this week is Foster Care Week, so it's a good opportunity to find out what's involved. Joining us in studio is Jasmine Isaacs, a foster care connections specialist from Fostering Connections. Jasmine, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Also joining us on the line is Mel Hosking, who is a single carer from Mildura. Mel, welcome also.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for joining us. We'll start with Jasmine. Jasmine, what does Fostering Connections do?
Fostering Connections is a statewide information and referral service for people looking to become carers. So what that means is you can give us a call or look us up on our website and we can provide you information about foster care, answer your questions, and then we can put you in touch with a local agency in your area who provide foster care. So we're pretty much a central connection point for people interested in caring.
Jasmine, it is Foster Care Week this week. What's that all about?
Yeah, Foster Care Week, Victorian Foster Care Week from Sunday through Saturday. The aim of Foster Care Week is to celebrate the amazing work that our foster carers do, but also to raise awareness and hopefully get some more people interested in becoming carers themselves.
Jasmine, speaking of, what does being a foster carer mean?
Yeah, really good question. So foster care is the temporary care of children who are unable to live with their families for a multitude of reasons. It can be short-term foster care, sometimes one night or two nights, all the way through to longer-term care for up to a couple of years. But the goal is always temporary and reuniting children with their families where it's safe and possible to do so.
Jasmine, if we, say, call Fostering Connections and we say, okay, I'm thinking about becoming a foster carer, can we give the option of like, oh, I would prefer to start with a shorter term situation and then maybe move into a longer situation? Are those things that you can ask about?
Absolutely. So the process to getting registered as a carer takes about 6 months.
Okay.
So you've got lots of time to think about how it's going to work with your lifestyle and your circumstances. And lots of people will start with what we call respite care, which is a planned break for children who might already be in care. It's usually one weekend a month. You get a bit of notice. And it's usually two or three nights. So that's a really good place to start before
Absolutely.
You jump headfirst in. So I always recommend that.
Mel, you're a single carer in Mildura. Tell us about your story and why you decided to become a foster carer.
Well, I jumped headfirst in. So I'd been thinking about it for quite a while and I bit the bullet one day, made a phone call to our local foster care provider up here, connected with them, and I haven't looked back. It's an amazing experience. It's something I never thought I would be as rewarding as it is, and something I have not regretted from the day I started.
Mel, why do you think that it's important that members of the LGBTQIA+ community become foster carers?
I think there should be foster carers in all communities. I think for a long time, we haven't been given the same opportunities as to be heterosexual couples. We haven't been looked at in the same light as being able to give the same care to a foster child. We can do that and more. There's no limits as to what we can give a child any more so than a straight couple or a straight single person.
Absolutely.
Mel, what difference have you made to your foster child's life?
There's more stability in my foster child's life now. There was quite a number of previous placement with me. My foster child is here with me for the long term. So I've noticed from day one till now, which it's been almost a year, just the change in personality, in trust, in confidence and responsibility within my foster child grown so much. It's just been an incredible thing to see, to watch.
That must be,
and to be part of.
That must be so rewarding for you.
It is. It is. Oh, look, I'm not going to lie. It's challenging and it can be stressful a lot of the time, but the rewards and the sense of achievement to see this child learn something that, or see something or discover something they may not have been exposed to before is well worth anything, any of the challenges, any of the questioning of, am I doing the right thing? Am I being a good support to this child? I get to see it every day and it really is so worth it, worth everything.
Mel, your candor is absolutely delightful. And certainly it does seem like, you know, the more challenging something is in your life, the more rewarding it actually becomes. So it's really, really lovely for you to share your story. Thank you.
Thank you.
This week is Foster Care Week, and we're chatting with Jasmine Isaacs, a Foster Care Connection Specialist from Fostering Connections, and Mel Hosking, who is a single carer from Mildura. We just heard Mel's story. Back to you, Jasmine. How in demand is foster care? How many children are looking for foster care at the moment, for example?
There is definitely a critical shortage of foster carers in Victoria. So we absolutely have a huge demand. But it's also not a one-to-one situation of the number of children in care to the number of carers we need. You know, we've got Mel, who's a single carer doing it by herself. She's going to be a great fit for some children, whereas for other children, you know, a busy family with lots of animals and things going on is going to be a better fit for other children. So we need all kinds of carers for all kinds of kids to meet that demand.
Mel, you mentioned, you know, there have been challenging times in your fostering experience. Has there been support along the way?
I couldn't do it without the support of the foster care organisation I'm with. My child's care team is incredible, but I've also been fortunate enough that my family and my friends have embraced this as well and become an integral part of my foster child's life as well. So she's experiencing family that she may not have otherwise. It's a slightly different. Obviously, I'm single, I'm a lesbian, but she's also got my extended family, and everyone that's within my network has accepted that I'm a foster carer and accepted my child beautifully.
Mel, it's really honestly quite special. I feel like all of the sentiments that you're sharing with us, I've had goosebumps a couple of times with you sharing. So it really has not only, I guess, positively benefited the child that you're foster caring, but also you've also got, you know, a new abundance in your life that you probably wouldn't have otherwise had. Can I make that assertion?
Oh, yeah. I've had to dig deep to find energy after work and on weekends, but it's been worth it. And don't get me wrong, my child and I click beautifully, and the foster care organisation knew that that would happen. They'd known this child well. They'd got to know me over my training, and I can't explain how they knew, but just by sheer luck, we worked. And that's not always going to be the case. I understand that. But I've been very lucky.
Jasmine,
I've been very fortunate.
Some of the fear that people might have in terms of fostering someone is, look, what if I do get someone who is difficult and I can't deal with it, or we're not matched? What support do you provide in those instances, and what would you say to those people?
I would say you certainly aren't going into it. You don't give us a call and start fostering tomorrow. As Mel mentioned, there's a huge training phase and assessment that you go through. And I liked what Mel said about, I'm not sure how they knew. It's because we get to know you so well, and we are the experts on foster care. So we won't put you in a situation that we don't think you can handle. But if there is a situation that comes up that's quite complex, there's things like 24-hour on-call support, you have an agency caseworker, and there's lots of other built-in supports around you, so you're not doing it alone.
If we are considering becoming a foster carer, how can we get in touch and find out more info?
Yeah, you can visit our website, fosteringconnections.com.au, or you can give us a call on 1-800-013-088. And if you do that, it's likely it'll be me that answers the phone, and I'm more than happy to answer any questions that you have. Everyone's circumstances are different, and we do want to make sure that we're giving you tailored advice, which is what my job is, and I'm happy to do it. So that's the first step. The other thing you can do is you'll see lots of media around this week from different foster care agencies, and if there is one in your area, you can contact them directly. But there's no commitment at that first stage, so you can just find out more and get the answers to your questions.
Fantastic. Thank you both so much for joining us. Mel, thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Jasmine, thank you so much for joining us as well.
Thank you.
Foster Care Week runs this week, 11th to the 17th of September, and anyone interested in playing their part and becoming a foster carer should contact Fostering Connections. As Jasmine mentioned, fosteringconnections.com.au. Jasmine Isaac, a foster care connection specialist from Fostering Connections, and Mel Hosking, a single foster carer from Mildura.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com, or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.